You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. Let me read you back what you heard in that set of 1977 punk rock. Started things off with Dead Boys, What Love Is, from Young, Loud, and Snotty. Again, Jeff Magnum, bassist of Dead Boys, will be on Rock and Soul Radio, hosting the drop-in program this Saturday, 6 to 7 p.m. Definitely tune into that. After Dead Boys, we heard Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, Get Off the Phone, from LAMF. Richard Hell and the Voidoids gave us Love Comes in Spurts, from Blank Generation. Wayne County and the Electric Chairs gave us their cover of the Strange Loves garage classic, Nighttime. Ramones gave us Pinhead, from Leave Home, Sex Pistols, Holiday in the Sun. Wire gave us 12XU. The Runaways doing their live version of Wild Thing from Live in Japan. And we finished up that set with Iggy Pop, live version of TVI, taken from Live from the Agora Ballroom, Cleveland, Ohio, featuring David Bowie on keyboards. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before passing the reins over to Chris Crash and his show Strong Style coming up at the top of the hour. And make sure to keep your digital tuners locked to Rock and Soul, because after Strong Style, you got Mike Sin and Matt Clark, who take over the airwaves from 9 to 11 p.m. for their always excellent program, What's Happening. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Until next Tuesday, adios.
Sing out the jams! Sing out the jams!
More and more people hear more and more music on
WFMU.
Music!
That's our middle name!
Music!
The right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
Get ready, fighters! Triumph or die!
Perfect.
You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. Hardcore members. Hardcore members.
Round one. Ready? Go!
Ew, freaks, cod, Bonwa. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash, back with you for another hour of punk rock for the Toonami generation, and we started off the show with a special tribute to Charmy, the lead singer of the incredibly popular and influential Osaka street punk band Laughing Nose. They're still active today, and if you want to learn more about Laughing Nose, check out their official YouTube page. It's an absolute treasure trove of live performances and music videos. And also, Charmy was the he was integral in running AA Records, which was the big street punk label in Japan at the time. And we just heard the song "I Shall Return" from their 1985 self-titled album. "Get the Glory" was before that, their kind of signature song. It's definitely the song most people pop for in their live performances. And to start off the show, a single of Laughing Nose called SOS. That's a personal favorite of mine. Alright, so we talked a lot about Laughing Nose. We played a lot of Laughing Nose. They were, like I said, a foundational core to what punk rock in Japan sounded like. And I want to move from that to what it sounds like right now. The current, one of the most popular rock bands in Japan right now, Maximum the Hormone from Hachioji. Gonna play a favorite of mine right now, Rokinpo Goroshi, and it features really the band at their peak powers with, they're absolutely wild, and they have a ton of really seamless, like, timing and melody changes that are just really crazy, and they make it work. So we're gonna hear Maximum the Hormone right now, coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. Ikusa!
Yes, I hear you.
Wait a second. A new opponent has interrupted the tournament.
Listen to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from Mannequin Death Squad out of Melbourne, Australia, with their song Don't Care featuring Emmy Mack. Thank you very much, Laura Panic of Bitchcraft, for recommending that band to me. His Hero Is Gone was before that with What Goes Up. They're out of Memphis, Tennessee. Michael Yonker was before that with So What from his brand new EP, Date Night Denim. He's out of New York City. The Hat Trickers out of Tokyo, Japan, one of the hardest working bands on the current Japanese punk rock scene. We heard the song Undead from their 2003 debut album, Ultra Punk Droogs, which can now be purchased in the USA through Puke and Vomit Records. Definitely pick that up. Hat Trickers are a championship quality punk rock band. Swankies before that, classic thrash out of Hakata. We heard the song The Knife Will Not Open Because of Rust from another album that was reissued pretty recently, The Very Best of Hero. Private Function before that with Australian Brawl from the Shrug album, their brand new album that's absolutely on fire right now. And to start off the set, Maximum the Hormone out of Hachioji, Japan with Rakunpo Goroshi from the album of the same name from 2005. And all right, coming up next on the show, more exciting and cutting-edge action as only the Strong Style Dojo can bring you. Got a song by Gallus Cooper coming up next out of LA. They were recently in town for the O Bondage Up Yours Festival. And they have a brand new EP out now called East of Erden. We're going to hear a song off of it called Cox on the Jetty to start off round two. Coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash.
You're a
moonchild.
And you're a bitch.
I think it's better after the change.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Best and heart threadbare. Look for you.
You listen to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard Vincent Moretto perform his rendition of the song Number One, which is a song that is used in the anime series Bleach. A version of that song always plays throughout the series when, like, the action is really going to pick up. Like, when you hear the first opening bars of Number One, you know Ichigo is going to put an end to the bad guy, like, right now. Four in the Chamber from the Bronx before that, with Self-Imprisonment. Gauze, Tokyo Thrash Legends before that, with their song Cortic. Bamberdust out of Jersey was before that, with a brand new single of theirs called Nowhere. Bamberdust features Paul Mallet on vocals and guitar. He was formerly in the bands The Accelerators and The Undead. There's another Strong Style favorite that had played in The Undead. Ryan Kidd. It seems like both of them play in that band. I wonder if their paths have ever crossed. And to start off the set, Gallus Cooper out of L.A. with Cox on the Jetty from their brand new EP, East of Erden. All right, I have some coming attractions for the world of WFMU. We have some exciting programming planned for this Independence Day week. On Wednesday, July 2nd, from noon to 3 p.m., Evan Funk Davies is welcoming the band Cream Circus to the show from Philly for a live set, and they have a sound that's just as you'd imagine from a band named after the two biggest rock magazines of the 70s. And on Thursday, July 3rd, from 9 to midnight, the Lookout Honeys are coming to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz, and they are an all-female group out of Brooklyn, bursting with hot, rotting wrists and snarling vocals. And they will also be appearing at the third annual Rock and Roll BBQ on July 4th at Mama Tried in Brooklyn. Fantastic bar. Hopefully there'll be some good weather so you can enjoy the outdoor area. Then on Friday, July 4th, 9 to midnight, the Cheater Slicks are coming to Burn It Down with Nate the K. And if you're not familiar with the Cheater Slicks, they are a veteran band with a take on Nugget-style garage rock. They have a ton of albums. They are a workhorse band, and they will be playing live for Nate the K. And then finally, this Saturday, July 5th, 6 to 7 p.m., right here on the Rock and Soul stream, Drop-In presents a session with Jeff Magnum of the Dead Boys. That's right. I don't even need to tell you who the Dead Boys are, but I do need to tell you that the most prominent bassist of the band is coming right here to the Rock and Soul stream and will pack in about as much rock and roll punch into 1 hour as humanly possible. Can't wait to hear what he brings. All right, we're going to close off this birthday celebration to Charmy of Laughing Nose with a song by them that we need now in this day more than ever. Sanso Hantai, No More War. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for What's Happening with Mike Sin and Matt Clark, coming up right after this.
and more people hear more and more music on
WFMU.
It's a blast!
Living with me was bringing a down. WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. You're listening to the What's Happening program, coming to you live from WFMU, Tuesday from 9 to 11 here on the Rock and Soul Radio Stream. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this evening. Thanks if you're chatting in the comments board. Thanks if you're listening in the archives. I'm here with my good friend Mike Sin. Mike Sin, what's up?
All right. Hey there. Everything is going pretty well so far.
Nice. As well as can be, right?
Exactly.
Well, big thanks to our new Tuesday guy, Tom Dash.
Yeah, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. If you haven't checked out Tom Dash's show, definitely give it a whirl. Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Lots of great new releases on there and lots of great rock and roll.
Yeah.
We welcome Tom Dash back to the Rock and Soul lineup here. Big thanks to Hard Stuff with Frank and Queens at 6 o'clock. Joey D kicking out the jams at 7. And Chris Crash with always a strong style, strong show.
Yes.
So thanks to CC. So we start there with The Beatles, of course. Ticket to Ride, 1965. That is from that blue box set.
Nice one.
With just those really cool international sleeves.
Right, right.
So, yes, this was a Spanish sleeve on Odeon.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Just kind of a cool collector's item. That box set actually sounds fantastic. So if you are looking for the original mono mixes, that is a good way to get them.
And what was cool about them is that not only do you get the original mono mixes, you sort of get the mastering that was sort of reflected on the singles at that time, mm-hmm. which is cool. Because a lot of people were saying, oh, this probably wasn't mastered correctly. But it's like, no, the albums in the 60s were actually mastered a lot different than the singles. So people were thinking that there was a mistake, but there isn't.
No.
It sounds really good.
It does sound fantastic.
Yeah.
So big welcome to all of you this evening. We got a really big show for you tonight.
Yeah.
And Mikeson's got a really big set.
All right.
And, you know, I just got to thank you, Mikeson, for taking over the show for last week while I was busy dealing with election stuff. It's always fun to deal with elections.
That's fine by me. I had a fun time doing it. Just had one big stack of singles.
Yeah.
And a big
group of fans that loved it very much.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for doing it.
No problem.
All right, Mike. What do you got?
All right. Here we go. Let's go back to, where are we going back? 1963. Here are the Contours.